coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Sarah, and no Pam today.
Nope.
She can only take 2 days of us, and then she needs a break.
I'm with her.
Yeah.
I can't even take 2 days of myself, so.
Sing it, sister. We are covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Give us a listen at lydiamediallc.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
Today's show is brought to you by UPI Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, serving residential and commercial customers with new installations and repairs. Call today and schedule your oil and gas boiler cleanings at 754-4556. UPI, the best plumbers around. Also by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it. Squatch it at 6 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupertsbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's. The Exchange Club of Auburn extends a formal invitation to all veterans for a complimentary luncheon at the Green Ladle in recognition of your steadfast dedication and commitment to our nation. The event is Friday, November 8th at the Green Ladle on the campus of Lewiston High School. For more information, call John Reed at 777-3579.
Our guests in studio today are May Nordique's forwards, Zion Green and Ethan Wongus. How you guys doing?
Good, good.
Doing good. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Awake.
They are. Zion looks like he's been up for a while. You look like you're in pretty good shape. Ethan, on the other hand, I think this is an early hour for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Well, feel free to take a nap anytime throughout the show.
Just doze for a second, drop back in. It's okay.
We'll wake you up when it's question time. We are going to talk all kinds of Nordiques hockey with Zion and Ethan coming up in just a bit. But right now, let's take a look at some headlines for Wednesday, October 9th.
The Lisbon School Department will hire an outside agency to investigate a hazing incident that caused the suspension of all football-related activities last Friday. Superintendent Richard Green said the investigation is necessary to help support and preserve the integrity of student-athletes, coaches, and administrators.
During Monday's Auburn City Council meeting, Mayor Jeffrey Harmon proclaimed October as Manufacturing Month. Auburn is home to 49 manufacturing businesses and 40 transportation and warehousing businesses. With nearly 3,000 manufacturing jobs, the city of Auburn is Maine's manufacturing, warehousing, and distribution hub.
Do you have to be the mayor to just declare something as a month?
That's one of the perks.
Oh, because I was going to say I could declare October Give Sarah Free Money Month, but apparently...
You're going to have to talk to the mayor about that.
I'll have to be the mayor to do that.
Maybe you should attend a city council meeting and state your case.
That's a great idea. That's exactly what everybody wants. Central Maine Medical Center, Lifelight of Maine, and the American Red Cross have partnered to organize two blood drives titled One Lewiston in honor of the victims of the October 25th tragedy. The blood drives are scheduled for October 14th and 18th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at CMMC. For more information, visit redcrossblood.org.
And the Auburn Public Library is offering a presentation on winter storm preparedness for homeowners, renters, and pet owners in Maine. The event will cover tips to keep your family and furry friends safe during the harsh winter months. There will also be a raffle for a survival kit worth $200. It all happens today from 5 to 6 p.m. in APL's Androscoggin Community Room. No registration is required.
In the weather, as Mark would say, sunny this afternoon and cloudy tonight with a high of 58 and a low of 40. Cloudy tomorrow with highs in the mid-50s and sunny on Friday with a high temp approaching 60.
In sports, the Bruins opened their season with a 6-4 loss to the Florida Panthers. Boston will host the Montreal Canadiens tomorrow night.
How hard do you think it was for them to have their season opener while they're raising the Panthers banner?
I mean, maybe it serves as motivation to never have that happen again.
I don't like it.
And you also have your $8.25 million a year goalie as your backup for your opener. So
your backup. The Drake May era in New England has begun. The 22-year-old quarterback will make his first NFL start when the 1-4 Patriots host the 4-1 Houston Texans on Sunday afternoon. May replaces 9-year veteran Jacoby Brissett.
Either of you guys Patriots fans?
Not too much. No. Not too much.
Yeah, no.
Well, you picked a great year not to be a Patriots fan.
Yeah.
Very true.
Central Maine Community College men's soccer did not allow a shot and received goals from eight different players in an 8-0 win over UMaine Augusta. CM Baseball will visit New Hampshire Technical Institute this afternoon at 3:30, and women's volleyball will host Southern Maine Community College tonight at 6.
Our Maine Nordiques will visit the New Hampshire Mountain Kings on Friday and Saturday.
The NA3 Nordiques have a home-and-home series this weekend against the Norwich Sea Captains. They'll be in Connecticut on Friday and at the Colisée on Saturday.
Legendary Red Sox pitcher and Wells, Maine resident Louis Tiant died yesterday. Tiant played 8 of his 19 major league seasons in Boston. He threw 2 complete game wins in the 1975 World Series and was a fan favorite on and off the field. El Tiante was 83 years old.
On the high school scoreboard in field hockey, it was Camden Hills over Oxford Hills 3-0, and Poland beat Wells 3-0.
In boys soccer, it was Brunswick over Edward Little in double overtime 3-2. Lewiston shut out Messalonsky 5-0. Lincoln Academy shut out Gray New Gloucester 4-0, and Monmouth Academy beat Lisbon 8-0.
In girls soccer, Freiburg Academy beat Poland 1-0. Gray New Gloucester and Lincoln Academy played to a 2-2 tie, and Messalonsky shut down Lewiston 1-0.
In volleyball, it was Greenlee over Gray New Gloucester Freeport 3-0, and Lake Region beat Lewiston 3-1.
That is your news, weather, and sports. Right now, it is time for the podcast segment that is
sweeping
the Twin Cities.
So quiet with just the two of us.
I know. It is time for famous people birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's famous people birthdays. It's famous people birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for October the 9th, shall we? Can you believe that Steve from Blue's Clues is 51?
I love him.
Today? Did you guys grow up with Blue's Clues?
I did.
You
yeah.
did?
Yeah.
Was Steve the host?
Was that like the guy that was with the dog?
Yeah.
Yeah,
with
the stripe.
Yeah.
Stripe
I remember
shirt.
Him. Yeah.
Ethan,
he
raised
no,
a whole
no
generation.
Blue's Clues for you?
No Blue's Clues.
What the heck, Ethan?
Well, he's from Canada. Do they have Blue's Clues in Canada?
I honestly have no idea.
No, okay.
No Blue's Clues?
Did they have like their own children's television programming?
Yeah, I think so. Not too sure.
You didn't watch any of it?
Yeah.
We weren't allowed to watch
TV. I got
to
play hockey.
I'm busy.
Not watching this blue dog.
I love that show.
Michael Perry from Eddie and the Cruisers is 66 years old today.
Okay.
He was the lead singer in that in the film. Did a great job. It's okay. good movie. John O'Hurley from Seinfeld.
Who's that?
Mr. Peterman.
Oh.
He is 70 years old today. Yeah, the catalog guy, right?
Yeah. I remember him.
Scott Bakula is 70 years old today.
Quantum Leap. That was a big one when
that
was
his
a kid.
Big deal, right?
Yeah. That was a great show.
He was also in a football movie called Necessary Roughness.
Oh, yeah.
Kathy Ireland was
yes,
in that
she was
as well.
The kicker.
She was the kicker.
I do remember that movie.
Yep. Robert Wall of the HBO series Arliss is 73 years old today. Jackson Brown. You know Jackson Brown?
Yes.
Right?
I do.
76.
Okay.
He's got to be somebody's baby.
Got to be somebody's baby.
That's him, right?
Yep.
Is that his big hit?
He had another, but I can't remember the name of it.
All right.
It's almost like we don't know anything about music anymore.
Didn't he do the song Stay?
No, that was Lisa Just... Loeb.
No, not that one, you weirdo. All right, whatever. All right, go ahead. Take the last one.
It's Tony Shalhoub. It's Tony Shalhoub's birthday today. You guys might not remember him from Winx because he had a very small part, but he was awesome on that show. And then he got his own show called Monk. And most recently, he's been on The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. He is 71 today. He's so neurotic and wonderful on The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
And he was in Men in Black.
Yes, we were just talking.
You informed me.
Yeah, he was in Men in Black. He was the alien whose head grows back when it gets shot off. And he's so greasy and weird looking in that movie. You would hardly even recognize him. It's so funny.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing compared to what we had yesterday for FPBs, but...
It was a haul.
It's not horrible. Those are your FPBs. That's why I'm not in sales.
You were right about Jackson Brown and the song Stay.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Those are your FPBs for October the 9th. Looking for a tasty meal? We have over a dozen options. Banking services? Plenty to choose from. Holiday gift ideas? Yep, we have that too. These are just a few of the resources you'll find in the October issue of Uncle Andy's Digest, along with jokes, funny stories, shoutouts, an events calendar, advertiser directory, and a whole lot more. Uncle Andy's Digest, your guide to, well, just about anything. Pick up your free copy today and visit uncleandys.com. Now we shift focus to our guests in studio, Maine Nordiques forwards Zion Green and Ethan Wongas. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good, yeah.
Coming off a sweep of the Johnstown Tomahawks.
Yep, yep.
Not too shabby.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. The travel wasn't, but we're happy to be back.
What was the deal with the travel?
Just long.
Just long.
11 right? hours there, 11 hours back. Yeah, adds up.
And now you get to go to New Hampshire, which is like, you know, going to Walmart. Mm-hmm. I mean, with all the travel you guys do.
No, absolutely.
It's like, what? New Hampshire? We only got to cross one border? Sign me up.
We'll take it.
Ethan, your first year with the Nords?
Yes. So I got traded over the summer.
Oh,
from
okay.
New Jersey. So
it's
my first year.
New Jersey.
So you were with the Titans last year?
Yeah, I was.
Aha.
Yeah.
So you just went, your first game of the season was against them, right?
Yeah. Sure was. Yeah. First home game of the season.
So. What was that like?
It was pretty cool. It was definitely nice to get the sweep against them. And
be like, ha ha.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Look what I can do.
Exactly.
Kind of on a better team now. Can you take us through that process? Like, how did you find out and how were you welcomed by the Nordiques?
Basically, I kind of just got a call like over the summer and they're like, we're going to part ways. And so after that, Nick Skrilla gave me a call and basically said he would love to have me aboard. So after that, we just went from there. And then everything so far has been really great. All the guys around the room have been really welcoming and all the staff is great. So just been loving my time here.
And we do this, we ask these questions of all the Nordiques players because Sarah and I have never played hockey before. I don't know how to skate. I love hockey. I don't know how to play it. I know how to watch it pretty good.
You're excellent at watching hockey.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
I'm kind of the best at watching
you
hockey.
You really are.
I don't want to brag.
No, don't.
But you can skate, right?
I can skate,
you can. All right, so you
not like that.
You have one up on me.
Not like that.
But Sarah sometimes sings the national anthem at your games.
That's true.
I do
that.
She does that. Yeah. So, Ethan, how old were you when you first hit the ice?
Probably around 4 years old.
And what did you think? Were you like, what are they putting on my feet right now? What is happening?
I don't know, because growing up in Canada, you're kind of around like all the time. So I think I was pretty excited, but definitely like didn't know how to skate. So it's definitely pretty frustrating. But
so do you go out there with like a bucket and you lean against a bucket and push
yeah,
along?
I kind of sat on like a pylon and like coaches would just like bring me around for the first couple weeks, and then I finally learned how to skate, so that was pretty good.
And then what happened from there as far as your hockey career goes?
I started at 4 years old, and then after that I just started playing up a year and just kind of took off from there and just loved the game ever since. So I just kind of, that was my go-to thing over the winters, and that's all I really wanted to do. So
and now you're Nordique. They're coming off their best season ever that Zion was a part of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal for you, get a D1 scholarship and keep going, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, D1 scholarship for sure. I actually just committed to Tennessee State.
Oh awesome. Yeah. Congratulations.
Nice. Thank you.
Wow, we didn't know that. Sarah,
it's not on my list. It's not on my list. I looked.
How did that all happen?
Basically, like over the summer, I just got a phone call from the coach and he said that they were interested in me, and then as the summer went on, just like kind of waited patiently, and then it finally came in, and then just had to just keep playing good and keep my head straight, and then when it was time, I felt like it was time to make that commitment, so pretty happy about that.
Just from the, you know, the 5 minutes that I've known you, it seems like you started hockey, you got really good at hockey, you continued playing, and then good things just happen from there, right?
That's the hard work part. So as a kid, did you play like junior hockey before this?
Yeah. I started in Edmonton, Alberta, and then when I was around 14 years old, I moved to Florida because there was like an expansion team that someone in Canada that I knew was going to be coaching that team. So I went over there to play at a little like academy type thing. And then after that, I actually played the Titans youth program and ended up like having a pretty good game. So when my old team like ended up folding because of COVID, I needed a new team. So that just happened to be the team that I played against, and they thought I was decently enough to come play for them. So then I played youth program for them for 2 years, and then I moved up to their junior A team. So
So you've proven yourself throughout the years. It's not just like, I'm going to Tennessee.
Tried to. A little bit. Yeah. It's nice. Been very tough, but.
Yeah, there's a lot of competition out there, right?
Oh, yeah.
And Zion, I know we've met before. You were on our old show back in the day, right up the road. How old were you when you first started skating?
I think same four, I want to say. Yeah, I have an older brother who started playing hockey before me, so that kind of led me into it.
And then worked your way up. You've been playing organized hockey ever since 4 years old.
Yeah, so I'm from Atlanta originally, so I played there until I was about 8 or 9, and then I moved to Michigan for the rest of my remainder of it. So just played AAA through there, a bunch of different teams, and then came out to Maine after that and started my junior process.
Second year with the Nordiques?
Like second and a half. It's kind of weird. I did a year here like a couple years ago and then went to a couple other junior teams, came back like late end of the season last year and then doing this year. So it's been good. It's been good, but it's been a long junior process for sure.
So the other junior teams you were a part of, are they in the NAHL?
No. So I played 1 year in the USHL with Cedar Rapids and then got traded to Des Moines. And then the year after that, I went to Cranbrook in the BCHL out in British Columbia and then came back to Maine.
And you were part of the team last year
yep.
when they had their most successful season ever. Yep. Good times.
Yeah, it was
up
really
until
fun.
The last game.
Yeah, yeah, that was tough. But at the end of the day, it was a really good season. Met a lot of good people and had a lot of fun doing it.
There was a lot of excitement around your return to the team, I know.
Mm-hmm.
On our part, anyway.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But, you know, Lewiston's always been a good fan base. And just being around here, I've spent a lot of time. So it's couldn't ask for more.
How does this year's team... You have a small sample size, right? What have you played, like 9 games?
Yep, nine.
Something like
nine,
that.
Yeah.
So you played 9 games. From your perspective, how does this year's team compare to last year's?
Pretty similar, honestly. I mean, we're off to a pretty hot start. But, you know, I mean, we got an older group again. I think the culture is really good again, which, you know, those are two big pieces. And, you know, we have a lot of everything. We have a lot of, you know, we have guys that are willing to score, but also willing to block shots. And, you know, guys that, you know, are willing to do the stuff that not every single team will do. And I think that's what, you know, separates us from other teams. And you know, just looking forward to getting 60 games in and seeing where it goes.
You mentioned the word culture. I'm really curious about what that's like and what that means from a player's perspective.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to, I guess, put into words, but, you know, it's just the bonding process. It's just small stuff. It's, you know, going out to get food with the guys, you know, putting a ping pong table in the locker room, having some tournaments, you know, just anything you can do to really bring the group closer together. It kind of just makes everybody want to win more just because, you know, it's not just somebody that you're playing with, you know, you treat it like a brother and, you know, you just want it to keep going as long as possible. So, you know, once you get deep in playoffs, I mean, I know I've played a lot of junior years, the seasons get long, so you got to really have that to keep you supported and together.
Is this your final junior season?
Yep. This is the age out year for me and him, so all the O4s, that's their last go at it. Yep.
O4s, that O4s cracks me up when they they're not 20 or 21, they're O4s.
O4s.
That's right.
When speaking of that though, when you mentioned you have an older team, mm-hmm. which for those of you listening, older team is like 20, 21, like that's their older team. You all have played together a little bit going into this season. Do you find that it's easier to kind of jive mm-hmm. and get your skates under you with an older group of people, an older group, I guess,
for sure. For
people
sure,
you've skated with, obviously.
Yeah, I think that, and just guys that also have been around junior hockey, you know what it's like to, you know, how to manage your bodies on a 12-hour bus ride and, you know, how to, you know, keep yourself dialed in a 60-game season. Just small stuff like that, it makes it easier on the whole group when, you know, some of the guys have already done it before.
Getting back to the culture of the team, is that through the leadership of the players, or does it come more from the coaching staff?
I think it's kind of a collective medium. I think that, you know, obviously you have to have a not just leaders, but, you know, a full team that's willing to commit to what the goal is. And then you also have to have a coaching staff that, you know, is preaching what that goal is. I mean, pretty much everyone's on board for a championship. I mean, that's the end goal of it. And, you know, we're just going to do everything we can to make sure that, you know, that comes as close to possibility as we can.
This seems like it's a championship or bust season for the Nords. You came so close last year.
Yeah, that was tough. That was tough for sure. But, you know, we got a lot of good returning pieces and, you know, we're willing to go to battle again.
And you have Carter Richardson back in goal, too, right?
Richie, yeah.
He's good.
He's very good, very good. Yeah, it's great to have him back. Good guy in the locker room. So, obviously, it never hurts to have good goalies.
Right.
Just luck out of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As the Bruins found out last night.
Yeah.
What do you guys know about this New Hampshire team that you're going to be facing this week?
I actually know their coach because he was a part of the main organization a couple years back, Cam. He's a great guy. I know they'll be prepared. I think we did a pretty good number on them last year, so I think that they're going to come out with probably an extra step trying to get one on us. But, you know, just got to approach it like it's another game. That's all you really can do. So we'll do our video. We'll do our pre-scouts. But, you know, you just got to go out there and play and, yeah. You know, give it all.
Were you guys at the Colisée during the Bruins Fan Fest?
Yep. Yeah, we were.
Were you guys in the hockey rink that all the little kids were playing in?
No.
Because I noticed they had a bunch of little kids in the street hockey rink. And then like 10 minutes pass and I look back over and it's full of Nordiques.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, so cute. Aww.
The funny part was, we had been here for not even a day maybe. So like all the guys were still getting to know each other.
Oh, yeah.
And they were all just like going to go in there and just, I guess that's how some guys get to meet each other. It was just go play hockey.
Just have a good time. I like that.
It was quite a sight. Community service is a big part of your organization as well. Can you talk a little bit about some of the things you've done in the past?
Yeah, I would just say like a big thing we do is we just try to go out to, you know, schools. You know, that's a big one. Just getting in front of kids, you know, kind of just letting them know what the main Nordiques are and what we do and, you know, get more connected to the community and, you know, reach out to them. We'll give out tickets and stuff like that. Just kind of trying to build a brand a little bit. You know, it's just good to get face-to-face time with these people and kind of connect with them, not just with the hockey, but as people as well.
It being your second year, close to your third year as a member of this organization, do you feel a part of the Lewiston Auburn community?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, just especially I've spent a lot of time here. So, I mean, this place is basically a second home to me now. So, you know, just going out and stuff like that. I mean, we go to, you know, pretty much the same routines every morning, grab breakfast at the same place, know the people's names there and stuff like that. So just, you know, it's a great spot and, you know, the people are very welcoming.
What's your favorite breakfast place?
Italian bakery, no questions.
Yeah. Ethan's like, that's pretty good.
Ethan, have you been to any schools or anything like that since you've been a Nordique?
No, I haven't actually. But so hopefully I get to do that soon. But
do you feel it's important for the players to embrace the community that they're in and to become part of it?
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, I love everything this community has done. It's really cool looking outside in, especially coming from New Jersey. Like, we didn't do too much community stuff. So it's definitely nice to see everybody support the team. And like, we definitely want to support the community as well. So it's been great.
And I think regardless of where you go in your career, that's going to be a mainstay.
Yeah. It's definitely a foundation that you want to have.
Zion, you have 9 points so far this season.
Yep.
Averaging a point a game.
Yep.
Not too shabby.
That's not bad.
Not too shabby. Talk to him. Yeah.
Talk to him.
Oh, yeah. Something like that. But
wait, what?
I think he's got more than me now.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, he's killing it.
He's like, I don't want to brag. How many points?
Right now, I have 12.
Not a big
deal. Stop
it.
Yeah.
Are you on the same line?
No.
Well, different lines.
Yeah. That's even better news.
Yeah.
Because they're both high scorers.
Exactly. Yep. Ethan, tell us about the strongest aspects of your game.
I would definitely say my speed and like physicality, I would say.
Are you a fighter?
No, but I'm definitely a scrappy kind of kid. Like to go into the corners, get the puck, try and get it to the net and create chaos.
Yeah. Are you one of the guys who feels you don't really get going until you get hit?
Not really. You know, I like to try and stay away from getting hit, but I like to inflict it on others.
There you go. Yep. What's your opinion on fighting in hockey?
I think it definitely like has to be there, in my opinion, because like if it's not, I feel like people have too long of a leash and kind of do whatever they want. So there should be some sense of fear that if I do this, that maybe someone will come after me. So I think it belongs in the game, but that's just me.
It keeps you honest.
Yeah.
Zion, do you agree?
Yeah. No, I mean, you definitely need something to police it, just because especially in our league, somebody will go running around trying to take everybody's head off.
And the ref's not going to catch everything.
Not everything. No.
Sarah, what do you think of fighting in hockey?
I don't like it, but I like it.
It is a necessary evil.
Yeah. I get nervous because my significant other is a linesman, and he lines your game sometimes, and you guys are bigger than him. But I've seen him grab a guy by the back of the pants and spin him around. So he's pretty tough out there breaking up fights. Just makes me nervous.
There you go.
I don't want them to get hurt. I don't want any of them to get hurt.
Of course not.
But it's also really fun to watch.
Nothing will get the fans out of their seat other than a goal, yeah, like a fight does.
Yeah, I love it when you guys auto shed and the gloves just go. And it's like, oh, okay, something's going to happen. Something's going
to
happen.
See, we learn new words thanks to you guys. Auto shed.
The gloves just fly off. And I learned one last year, you called it a yard sale.
Yeah.
When everybody's stuff is just on the ice.
Oh, you guys had a big one last year.
Yeah, I was there for that.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Three-person fight. I was actually, I just gotten back, and I was like, oh, it's good to be back. Yeah, just watching three guys just hammer each other in the face. Yeah.
Was that Nick Ram?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That guy.
Yeah, I recorded the audio of Nick Withy's call of that, and we must have played it a handful of times.
So many times.
During the season.
It was awesome. It was like there was a fight, and then the next one started right as that one ended.
Yeah.
And then the next one started right after. So it was just like 1, 2, 3, perfect. Yeah.
Zion, tell us about the best and worst aspects of hockey.
I would say best aspects from my experience is just getting to travel the world. I've met so many people along the way. You know, I'll never forget, you know, so many different people, places I've met along the way. And I just think that's cool. There's no really other place I would be that, you know, would, you know, give me those opportunities. The worst part would be, you know, you're living away from home at a pretty young age. I was living away by the time I was 15, 16. So, you know, kind of grows you up quick, which is good. But, you know, at the same time, you know, you don't get to really do the senior year high school stuff. You know, you miss out on a little bit of that stuff. But, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword because you're getting the pros of, you know, getting the experience, but, you know, it's different. So, you know, it's, you got to follow your own path.
You're also chasing your dream, mm-hmm, too, which, mm-hmm, not a lot of people get to do.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
Yeah. Ethan, same question.
I would say the best is just being around all your friends, like day to day, getting to travel, like Zion said. And I would say the worst is probably just losing.
Yeah. You don't like to lose.
No, not at all. So...
Do you think that's what gives you your edge?
I would say
your competitive nature.
Oh, yeah. He's so like easygoing and mellow. It's hard for me to picture you being like that person out there. But I mean, I've seen that switch flip on, yeah, you guys. You're totally different when you're talking to us than you are on the ice. Like some of you guys are almost unrecognizable to me out, yeah, there. I'm like, wow, I did not think that kid had it in him, but he definitely does.
All right, we're going to play a little game with you guys called Three Random Questions, mm-hmm, which have nothing to do with hockey. And then we're going to have you, Zion, I think you've done this before, we're going to have you deliver a scouting report on each other.
Okay.
We didn't used to warn you guys ahead of time. We used to just spring it on you. But now we give you a little advance notice.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Ethan, you up for that?
Sure.
All right,
here we go.
And we should throw in a scruple, too.
Yeah.
That's our new thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Zion, do you have any hidden talents?
Just coming off the top of my head, I used to, like, draw when I was younger. Mm-hmm. I went to, like, an art school for a little bit. So maybe a little bit more artistic, I guess. But nothing crazy. I haven't done it in a while. So.
Do you draw anything in particular, like cartoon drawing or real life?
Honestly, it's been a while. I was big into, like, drawing, like cartoons, like you said, stuff like that. But it's been a minute, yeah.
Give him a pen.
Yeah.
It's probably pretty rusty nowadays, but...
Ethan, any hidden talents?
Oh, I wouldn't say hidden talents, but I would say I'm pretty good at basketball.
All right. Oh. So are you going?
I do.
Be prepared.
Get ready. Ethan, if you suddenly became a giant, what do you think the biggest inconvenience would be?
That's a good question.
it kind of is.
Thanks.
Biggest inconvenience probably would be like going through doors.
Yeah.
You don't want to bonk your head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How big is the giant?
At least 20 feet.
20 feet?
Yeah.
All right.
So, like a giant.
Yeah. Going through doors.
Not like an Andre the Giant, but like an actual giant.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a fee-fi-fo-fum giant. Yeah. All right, Zion.
It's kind of dumb, but I feel like just not stepping on people while you're walking around. Like, you just be clanging into everything. Yeah. But,
yeah. Tell you what. He'd be a great goalie. 20 feet tall, you just lay down.
Fill the net. I think it would be finding shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could suck.
Right? Like finding shoes.
Or skates.
Clothes and skates, man. Like, yeah. Tough.
Zion, what was your favorite class in school?
I always like science, just something in the science variety. Yeah, I always was kind of fascinated by that type of stuff. Really everything for the most part, besides math. Just not a numbers guy. Yeah.
Math.
Bonus question. If you weren't playing hockey, What do you think you'd be doing right now?
I've always kind of been interested by just something in the science field. You know, just I like animals, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I honestly have no idea, but I'd probably be playing another sport, but just something in that general area, I guess.
You're just an athlete.
Yeah.
That's just, in there.
It's the family. We all played sports, so just kind of grown into it.
Ethan, favorite class in school?
I would say gym class. But if not gym class, maybe social studies. Mm-hmm. So.
Are you a history buff?
No, but it was easier than math, so I'll take it.
And if you weren't playing hockey right now, what do you think you'd be doing?
Maybe something in real estate.
Smart man.
Yeah, it's where the money's at.
They don't make land anymore. That's what I heard. Somebody told me that a long time ago. Get into real estate because they don't make land in it anymore. All right, now we have a scruples question for you guys, which is kind of like a moral dilemma. Ethan, your partner is out of town and an ex asks you to meet up for dinner. Do you accept the offer?
No.
Smart man.
Why? Because you're smart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not much of a dilemma. That's either do I get my head bashed in.
All right, let's get down to scouting reports.
Ooh.
Zion, let's pretend Sarah and I own a team. You are our star forward, mm-hmm. and we need to find you a line mate. We're taking a good hard look at Ethan. And you played with him before. What can you tell us about him?
I would just say, like, you're getting, like, a speedster, just guy that's always living around the net, getting shots off quick, making plays, high energy, not afraid to mix it up. Actually, I'd say he loves to, and just good teammate, you know, always positive. Coming back to the bench with a lot of energy, getting juiced, and, you know, just a guy you want on a team that's going to help you win.
We talked about community earlier and how important that is. What is he like off of the ice?
Just honestly, like, just a very jolly guy, like, always in a good mood. You can really tell he just loves the game a lot, loves hockey, just tries to surround himself with other people like that. And, you know, I think that's the personality you need to, you know, go to a high level at this.
Ethan, that is high praise, man.
Oh, yeah.
That is good stuff.
Appreciate it, Greener.
Now the roles are reversed. Ethan, you're our star forward, and you need a line mate, and Sarah and I are looking at Zion. What do you think?
I would say great IQ. You know, you're going to get a lot out of him. A lot of goals, a lot of points. Great leadership, you know. Do the little things right, like block a shot. Some guys don't want to do that. Greener's always going to block a shot and be a leader and score goals for us. So, yeah.
All right.
Definitely someone you want around the locker room for sure.
Appreciate it.
And off the ice?
Off the ice, great guy. Always love hanging out with him, going to get lunch, you know. Whenever you need something, you can always look at him, and he'll be right there for you. So, great.
Good stuff.
I appreciate it.
You guys are super nice to each other.
You
Not
really
just you
are.
Two, but all the Nordiques
like
are.
All the Nords.
Yeah, hope you guys had fun, and best of luck this weekend in New Hampshire, and we can't wait to see you back at the Colisée.
Yeah, not, you're not back again till October 26th and 27th.
No, thank you for having us. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
It's a great time. Thank you.
We want to thank our guests, number 44 in your program, Zion Green, and number 86, Ethan Wongas from our Maine Nordiques. Be sure to check out the Maine Nordiques at their next home game, as Sarah mentioned, on October 26th. And until then, you can keep up with them online at MaineNordiques.com. You can also go to LydiaMediaLLC.com and enter to win Maine Nordiques tickets.
Yay!
Let's pack the Colisée and cheer on the Nords. We want to thank our sponsors for today, Rupert's Beverage and Redemption, UPI Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, and the Exchange Club of Auburn. If you would like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com. Have yourselves a great Wednesday, and we will catch you tomorrow.
It's good to be back, yeah. Just watching three guys just hammer each other in the face. Yeah.